Download it for your listening pleasure. This is the Tim and Jess podcast.
Now, Tim, I don't know if you've heard much about the Ambani family.
I don't know much about them, no.
Okay, so it's Asia's richest family.
That's all I know, that essentially it's big money in Asia.
Billions. Billions of dollars, multiple businesses. They control a lot of India.
Okay.
And the youngest son, Mukesh Ambani, got married this weekend. And it was a huge star-studded affair.
We've been talking about this wedding, for a couple of months.
Since March, because they had huge pre-wedding celebrations in March, almost like an engagement celebration.
Okay.
And that's where Rihanna performed.
Breaking her performance hiatus.
Heaps of incredible celebrities showed up for that event. So we knew that they had to go bigger and better for the wedding, which Indian weddings, Tim, are already
3-day events?
Super extravagant. Yeah, 3 to sometimes 7-day events,
Lord.
Depending on where you are in India. And this one was a big 3-day event. Kicked off last week with Justin Bieber coming out of retirement and performing at the pre-wedding celebrations.
Out of his performance hiatus, I think $13 million Australian dollars he was paid to sing a few songs.
And it was $14.8 million that he was paid. Yeah, which
cool.
is just wild. They actually
good money.
They predict that there was $177 billion. Is their net worth. So they've got a fair bit of chump change they can spend. Apparently this wedding cost about $887 million.
I almost swore. I was holding a hard F. Sorry about that.
Can you imagine? You know when, when you got married, did you consider...
Ours was only maybe $600 million.
Yeah.
So I can't think of these numbers.
No, you know when you get married and everyone tells you, send invitations off to celebrities?
Oh, to Bill Gates, Chris Hemsworth,
all these they're never going to come, but they might send you something. I feel like the Ambani family have sent them all off and all these celebrities have gone, yeah, I'll come.
We'll come. That's a party.
John Cena was there.
Huh.
The Kardashians were there.
Right. And they wouldn't know these people.
Surely not. I don't know. The Kardashians were there filming for their TV show.
What do you gift to a billionaire?
Great question. Surely they're not doing a wishing well.
Yeah, there's 4 of us. Maybe if we go $70 each, that sounds about fair for the meal.
That is actually such a good question. I don't know what you give to a billionaire.
It would be experiences.
If you show up with $200 in a card, you're going to look like a tight ass.
I don't know. I think you and I luckily haven't had much of a brush. In those kind of parties, so
shockingly, we weren't invited to the wedding, which is
no. I just couldn't go. I had a fair bit on this weekend.
I've really enjoyed watching all the fashions because, Indian fashion is incredible as it is because it's so a lot of color and embellishments, and it's really cool seeing all these people these Westerners coming out of the woodworks and dressing in traditional Indian attire. I loved it. It's been amazing. You can check out some of the photos from it at K Rock Geelong on our socials and on our website.
Isn't it weird? How many million dollars did you say it cost?
How much did I spend on the wedding?
Yeah.
$887 million.
Isn't that embarrassing? And still the second best Indian wedding of the year, Jess, for you?
That's fair.
Because you had number one.
Yeah,
so only
that is
pales
fair.
In comparison to the night of Jess and your husband, Akshay.
Yeah.
So that's a shame. I feel like for budget, you've absolutely got the best bang for your buck.
Thank you.
Actually borderline embarrassing for them.
Yeah.
I know that...
We did invite the Ambani family.
Yeah,
unfortunately,
yeah.
They could not attend.
I know they had Justin Bieber and Rihanna perform, but your husband's mate loosely sang towards the end of the ceremony.
Yeah. Yep.
So, and I got way more value for that than any Justin
Bieber
show.
Had Tim from the Tim and Jess show emceeing my wedding. Did the Ambanis get him?
They couldn't afford me. You could. Best Indian wedding of the year by far. Finally, we can stop talking about it until the billionaire honeymoon gets in the news cycle.
Oh my God, yeah. I wonder where they're honeymooning.
I don't care anymore. You've lost me.
This is Tim and Jess.
This week, at least until Thursday, no Will in the afternoons. He's helping out in the mornings and here at the newsroom on K-Rock 955. And I saw him this morning, Jess.
He's had a haircut.
I know. And
I've missed him.
He said that was the worst thing. You're like, hey, have you had a haircut? And he was like, yeah, I think over a week ago.
Oh.
And it's like, because we haven't seen you, my guy.
Broke my heart. It's we're not friends anymore. I don't like it.
I don't think you have ever been friends, but that's okay. Will normally comes in here every single weekday, tests our news knowledge with have you been paying attention. He's not here, so we're going to test each other.
Great finance offers available across the patrol range at Rex Gorel Nissan. Tim and Jess. K-Rock. Have you been paying attention? But on the radio.
Let's find out. Tim from the Tim and Jess Show today is bringing us three news stories. He's going to leave out some key elements. It is my job and my job alone to fill in those blanks.
You can do it.
I can. I get two cards.
Yeah, so. Because I'm not there in the trenches with you, you know. Jess, the song by Katy Perry, the new one called Woman's World. You've heard it.
Yes.
We've been playing it here at K-Rock. I've got a snippet of it right here. Now, a bold allegation has been made against this song. What is the allegation?
Is this about the Barbie movie?
No, I know that is true, but that's...
Well, it's just a rumour at the moment that apparently Katy Perry submitted that song to the Barbie movie. It was going to play at the start of the movie.
Yep.
It's Pink used to played.
Sure.
The Nicki Minaj song. Anyway, okay. It was a good song.
It's not that.
Oh, okay.
Bold allegation.
Bold allegation. Is it that it was all written by AI?
Because you and I were speaking about this a few weeks ago.
It's a terrible song.
I'd heard rumours. Jess, the music we play here at K-Rock is subjective to people listening, and we would never say a song is good or bad.
No, but you know what I'm like? Because I immediately heard it and I was like, oh, I don't know about this. And give me a week. I'm going
to
love it.
I said to you, I'll give you five working days, five business days before you like this
song. I haven't come around to it yet.
That everyone's saying that AI must have created this song. Why does this music video and song feel like an AI-generated fever dream? A few people are saying. Another comment that this is another focus point. This is what a feminist video clip would look like if it was made by a male.
Oh, geez.
So a lot of
I feel like
heavy
people
hits.
Are forgetting what Kate... Like, this is a very Katy Perry film clip. Like, I don't know. Do you remember, like,
California Girls?
California Girls, that film clip. You go watch that. It's very reminiscent of this song.
But is it 2014?
It isn't.
No. Time has passed.
Time has passed.
Maybe not for her. Actor David Arquette, Jess, best known for his role in the iconic Scream horror film movies from the late 90s till just recently, is trying to get people to give what a second chance?
The Scream movies?
That would be great marketing. No, it's not the Scream movies.
Is it media-based?
No.
Okay.
Oh. Something that people are commonly fearful of.
Bungee jumping.
And it's in the news. David Arquette wants the fear of bungee jumping eliminated.
This is why I need you on my team.
When do you speak?
I don't.
Has your brain started? It's like the mower's blades are spinning and no one even pulled the cord. No, clowns.
Oh,
he's asking
for
everyone to give a second go to clowns.
Sorry, David. So clowns are done.
He bought the rights to Bozo the Clown, very famous clown, 2002. There's more good clowns out there than there are scary clowns, despite what kind of films are being made. I love clowns in general, and if you find clowns creepy, you should give them a second shot.
We had that great clown on from the circus.
Yep.
The Moscow Circus.
He was a very happy...
What was his name?
I don't know. He was a very small Russian man, and we were very happy to speak to him.
He was adorable. He made me like clowns again.
Okay. But bungee jumping, that's a whole other thing. All right, finally, legal action is going to be taken against a spectator of the Tour de France.
Oh.
He was caught throwing what at cyclists?
Sticks.
I was on an episode of Malcolm in the Middle.
I was thinking of Big Daddy. Anyway.
Sorry.
Throwing what? Was he throwing the water at them?
No, he was throwing chips.
Why?
A packet of chips. He was under the influence.
Sure.
Shouldn't be doing that. According to different reports, the spectator was arrested by the police, taken into custody for aggravated violence of throwing chips on the leader of the Tour de France and the person coming second. The man was not able to be questioned until he sobered up.
Oh, God. Next time we have Cadell Evans on the show, we should absolutely talk to him about
What's
that.
The worst thing someone's throwing? Was it chips? and what flavour? We need to know, Cadell. Please get it done.
Jess and Tim. Oh, wait, sorry. It's Tim and Jess.
Jess, I guess you could call me like the bad boy of the brass world right now.
Yeah, rock and roll, baby.
The last week or so, I've decided...
I love how many people have come up to me, not just in the office, but all weekend long, just going... So what's this trumpet stuff about?
Yeah.
Why is Tim playing a trumpet?
I just think I could learn it in 2 weeks. And yeah. I'm definitely learning that it's harder than I thought it was going to be. And I'm trying to learn how to play the Cats team song.
Yeah. Loggy this morning confirmed something that I've been thinking, Tim, that your trumpet is off key.
She hasn't confirmed anything.
She confirmed it.
She just thinks it's out of tune.
I was just glad that Loggy was back in the building and there was someone talking sense, you know?
Well, I'm at an okay point, but I am starting to consider.
Did you take it home with you this weekend?
I thought so much about trumpeting this weekend.
Did you practice your lip movement?
Yes.
Sure.
Remember, it's like a it's like a crazy person's smile and then the lip vibration. You see, you haven't got trumpet lips. I can smell it. I can see it from a while. Just try it again. Because I'm now thinking, this is my original thought.
Yeah.
It might be out of tune.
Okay.
Something's not sounding right. And I think I've got it.
If you're just hearing this for the first time, Tim has made...
See, it's attitude.
The bold claim that he would like to learn the trumpet. In fact, he thought he could learn it. If he picks it up, he could learn it within 2 weeks.
Have I...
It's been a week.
In a week, have I not made sounds that could be confused as the Geelong Cats team song?
You have.
You have. Yeah, okay. I've got a bit of... This is Dan, the trumpet man, who borrowed this trumpet off. This is him, what it's meant to sound like. And then this is me.
We'll keep going. Oh, so close.
I think it's because...
It's getting better.
When it goes well, I actually take my lips off the trumpet.
And you get excited.
To look around and be like, look what I'm doing. Look at me, Mum.
We were all there. We heard it.
And then when lips bring back, I've lost it. I've actually requested Dan come in tomorrow, mostly to check if this thing is needing a tune and just a bit of help.
It would be good to have a little bit of help, Tim, because I have organised organised for later this week. In fact, I need you to make – you don't need to make a decision right now, but I have 3 possible performance spaces for you.
Ooh.
This week.
Okay.
And I think you and maybe the listeners, if you'd like to, you know, get involved on 52232955, let us know where Tim should be performing this, because we are going to have you perform just once, a one-off show, one-off song, just the Cats theme song. And there's 3 possible performance spaces for you.
All right.
Do you want to hear them?
Do you want me to?
Yeah.
Okay, go for it quickly.
I want you to mull this over
all
for
right.
the next
I'll think
few
on
days.
It and I'll decide tomorrow.
Okay. First of all, I've been in contact with GMHBA Stadium.
Oh, no.
They said that potentially you may be able to perform either in the middle of the oval or live from the Joel Selwood stand.
I can't tarnish.
To an audience of no one.
Okay, thank God.
Right.
Is if training's on, I'm not going. I'm not putting up with that.
The other option is we go to the Geelong waterfront.
Sounds like there were people there, Jess.
It'll be like you're busking. You set up, remember, you perform.
You legally need a busking license.
We can't ask for money. Forgiveness instead of permission.
All right.
Otherwise, the mall in between Market Square and Westfield, I feel like, would be another great option.
You know where I think I'd be appreciated? Moorabool Street bus stop.
Yeah. Yeah.
Actually, now saying that out loud, forget I said anything. I don't want to do that.
There is that little stage area, kind of, you know, like when you walk past the bus stop and you turn left. Look, there's a built-in stage.
Dan, the trumpet man's going to be in tomorrow. He can help me get my because all I need is confidence.
Yeah,
because I think I've got.
I feel like the more you learn, the less confident you become.
Because I'm realizing that I can't do this. Tim and Jess, the podcast. Tim and Jess here to drive you home on K-Rock, and the show is all thanks to The Gordon, your future, your hands. Study at The Gordon.
Tim, speaking of studying at The Gordon, I am studying at The Gordon at the moment, studying to become a celebrant.
Yep.
Little side hustle, little gig on the side of my radio job.
My wife pointed out to me, she was like, is Jess trying to leave? And I hadn't considered that you were upskilling.
Please do not find a new co-host. I am staying.
I just think it's pretty ballsy for you to be talking about this new career path you're choosing on the current... Imagine if you were like in any other corporate world and you were like, oh man, yeah, I'm training how to be a park ranger. Be like, yeah.
The greatest thing is I can do both.
For now. There will come a tipping point.
I did bring to the show a couple of weeks ago because we went in the celebrancy course at the Gordon. You not only learn how to do weddings, which is what I wanted to do it for, but they also teach you how to be a funeral celebrant.
Well, they have to teach you everything. Like, you can't, if you want to be a doctor, you're like, oh, I don't want any of the icky diseases. I actually don't need to learn about that because I just won't deal with it.
You don't actually have to do a course to be a funeral celebrant. Anyone can do that. But you do need the course to become a wedding celebrant. However, I'm learning heaps about funerals that I didn't know before. Because, I mean, fortunately, I've not had to have a lot of experience in planning of funerals before. But I'm learning so much. And a couple of weeks ago, I brought to the show, apparently living funerals are becoming a big trend where people literally are at their present at their own funeral. And it's more of like a roast than anything else.
I think you realized when you were speaking about it that it was also something that you'd probably consider.
Oh, yeah.
Because you've got huge FOMO. And you probably wouldn't do a roast. But
imagine
like,
all the people I love in one room and I'm not there.
Be like, look, sounds horrible. Look, the doctor says I'm not going to make it in 6 months. Come over Sunday, we'll have a barbecue, have a bit of a party.
Well, celebrate it turns out there is another trend, Tim, and we haven't discussed this in my class, but I will be bringing this up next time. The rise in death planning parties. Right? So this is like where death you get together with family or friends and you literally plan each of your funerals out so that in the untimely event of your passing, there is a plan in place and people don't have to be stressed about what would Jess and Tim have wanted for their funeral.
It's all right. Don't get emotional. I'm still here. I'm going to hang around. Remember, I am living forever. I don't have to worry about this. But it's funny. When we were talking about this last week, my wife was listening and she had a conversation and she was like, what do you think I would want?
Yeah.
If, God forbid, something happens. And I was like, I don't want to think about it. She's like, well, no, but we have to think about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, well, no, by proxy, you'll also live forever with me. So we won't have to plan it for either of
us. But I did this, like, I told you how I don't know if I told everyone on the air, but off the air I told you about how I morbidly gave all of my family, like, a package, a funeral package. Did I tell you about this?
No, because I feel like we would unpack that together. No.
Yeah. So because in our course we were given this, like, resource material. It was from Tobin Brothers Funerals, right? They have this, like, form that you can fill out, and it's like a wishes form, right? So it's like a 4-page document. Here's all the things that I want for my funeral so that you can give it to your family members. They can fill it out, and then you don't have to ever talk about it or think about it. And so I printed off a copy, and I've given it to all of my family members.
What a fun birthday weekend you had with all your family, Jess.
Guys, I know we don't want to think about this. We don't want to talk about it. But if you could just fill out this document and just give it back to me, just so I know everyone's wishes.
Right.
I'm such an, like, eldest daughter energy, aren't I? But I was like, I need...
But you're not the eldest child, though.
I need all of this. I'm the eldest daughter. I need the control, and I need to know everyone's wishes. And it's a great resource.
My sister, who is the eldest sister in our relationship, she couldn't give 3.5 hoops. She'd say, put him in a tin can for all I care. He's not here with us anymore. Tell you what, normally when I visit mum, she just gives me like meals for the next week. Yeah. But it sounds like a hoot at the
I'll
your
give
household.
You this document. I'll print it off for you.
You shall not. I'm changing my address.
You don't have to read it until anything, you know, if anything. But
of course I'm going to read it. I'm a sticky bee. And then I'm going to be like, oh, this actually sounds like fun. Maybe we should speed things along.
Oh, Timothy.
Well, this is the thing. I don't want to open it. You're putting me in the position.
It's a great resource. You should give it to your family members.
Anyway, it's Tim and Morbid Jess. This is Tim and Jess. You know, if you have had a rough week sleep-wise, even like say it could be Tuesday, Wednesday, and you go, it's all right, the weekend's not that far away. I'll catch up on sleep over the weekend.
Yeah.
Had you heard the myth that like essentially if you've lost out on sleep,
it's gone.
It's gone.
You can't make up for it.
The deficit doesn't exist. And that kind of, when you hear that, especially if you have had a rough week, whether you've got sleeping issues or whatever's going on, maybe you've got young ones, you go, oh, well, should I sleep at all? What's the tipping point here?
Yeah.
And it is hard because you go, all right, I look forward to the weekend. Maybe I can sleep a little bit normal. And just, do you think sleep feels different on the weekend?
It does. When you know you don't have to get up at a certain time, the feeling of going to sleep.
Careful, we do work. Drive radio.
The feeling of going to sleep on like a Friday night when you know you don't have to set an alarm the next day, it just feels delicious.
You don't have alarms on the weekend?
Never.
Oh, wow.
Never. Girl. Unless I have something like, you know, I worked this Saturday morning, so
it'd be nice to get here by 8.
I had the
when the show starts.
I had the alarm on for 7 a.m. on Saturday. That was rough.
So did Friday night not necessarily feel like a weekend
sleep? No, but Saturday did. Okay. I woke up Sunday morning at like 10 a.m. It was amazing. Don't put your fists down.
10
a.m.
Yeah. And what time did you go to bed that night previous?
Oh, 11.
Good for you.
I don't think I fell asleep until 12.
Oh, that's okay.
You know, sat in bed and relaxed. Didn't have much else on.
Apparently, the myth busters are out there, at least the sleep myth busters, saying that weekend sleep actually can count for more than weekday sleep. Because you do have essentially what you're describing.
It's just rest.
It's just a mindset. It's found that you get better sleep on the weekend makes for a less exhausting work week. So essentially, you can't get it back, but maybe you can bank it for the week ahead.
You can make it good for the next few days. Is that?
I think that's exactly what the scientists said.
Yeah.
They're like, guys, we've made it good. This is what we're aiming for here. It was a whole bunch of German scientists, which I felt, I don't know why, but anytime it's German.
So you make it good.
They're like, yes, well, we sleep better on the weekend. That means throughout the week, we feel better about how crap we feel. And feeling good. As you said, yes, indeed. So yeah, high quality sleep on the weekend can be beneficial. Catching up on sleep during the weekend can be detrimental to Monday reattachment. And that's the thing where you're feeling like probably now you might be, if you're listening at work or you've just left and you just feel that little slump.
Yeah.
They're essentially trying to get
ahead. You haven't had a good weekend sleep.
No, I'm saying like that's what you're trying to break through. So that's you're building. It's like flexing a muscle.
Oh, you had me, and you've lost me.
You lost yourself.
I was right there.
It's
with
not
you.
Good now.
It's now very I'm not so good. Confused again.
Yeah, because you spoke. You know, sun goes around. You speak. Everyone's confused.
Come on! Oh, thanks, guys. You're the best.
That concludes another thrilling edition of the Tim and Jess podcast.